Hello, good evening. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Research Associates, and we're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
No.
You are a registered voter, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, or a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections on October 2023?
No,
not interested at all, or a little interested?
Yes, I'm very interested.
Oh, very interested. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, moving forward. Okay, how do you define your racial classification? African American or black, white, Hispanic, Haitian?
Mm-hmm.
African American? Yes, your racial classification. African American, white, Hispanic, Haitian?
African American.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me, if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of the public schools buildings?
Not satisfied.
You say very satisfied?
Not satisfied.
Not at all? Can I record that as your answer? Not at all satisfied? Okay, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important, no, not at all important? What's your opinion? Very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important? Maintaining the condition of the school buildings. Okay, thank you, sir. And now, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence? A lot of confidence. Is that correct?
I expect more from them.
No, I understand that, sir, but how should I record your answers? When you hear your friends or neighbors and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No.
No confidence at all? Is that what you say?
No.
Okay, a little confidence. I understand that. Now, moving forward, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year, a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition on a 20-year millage renewable proposition on the ballot? How would you vote if it will appear? Definitely vote for? Probably? Probably vote against? Or definitely vote against?
Probably vote against it.
Okay, probably vote against it, you say? Correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm sorry I repeat myself, but I kind of have a hard time trying to hear you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and tell me, please, which one best reflects your views. The first statement, it says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Second statement, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which of those two statements best reflects your view, the first one or the second one?
What about me again?
Yes, sir. I'm going to read you two statements. So I need you to tell me which one best reflects your views. Here we go. The first statement, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. That's the first statement. Second statement, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not...
We're speaking about education, number one.
Okay.
We're speaking about education.
So educate should continue to be a priority, the first statement?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And now, moving forward, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each one, please tell me if the following, will you be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Now, here's the first one. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Would that influence a little, strongly influence, somewhat influence a little, or not at all influence your support for that proposition?
Yes, sir.
How should
Yes.
Should I recall your answer as strongly influence? Your support for that proposition? Okay. Learning, the second one, learning that this is a renewable and an existing millage for 20 years for 2045. Now, would that strongly influence your support? Somewhat influence your support? A little influence or not at all influence your support for this proposition?
I don't know.
A little? Okay. How about learning that the owner of 275,000 homes currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Would that influence your support for this proposition strongly? A little? Somewhat? Or not at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds for this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence your support strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all for this proposition?
Strongly, I support it. Strongly, I answer that.
Okay, how should I record your answer? Strongly, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future? Would that influence your support for this proposition? A strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all, sir?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Learning that the money is allocated to every public schools in the city. Same question. A strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence your support for this proposition?
No.
Okay. How about learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent? Will that make your support, motivate your support strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all for this proposition?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Okay, and now moving forward, now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public facilities that will expire in 2045, will you definitely vote against, probably vote for it, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I'll probably vote against it.
Okay, probably vote against it. Okay, thank you, sir.
Now, you got too much money going for the city. For the city and poor race like that. It's too much money going, so.
Understood. And thank you for sharing that, sir. Okay, yeah, I understand. Let's finish this up, okay? As we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for a statistical purpose only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools, a teacher at New Orleans Public Schools, or a staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools, or not affiliated with the New Orleans Public School?
No.
Not affiliated?
Not in my household, no.
Okay, I understand, sir. Okay, let's move forward real quick. Okay, now stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you 18 for 30, 31 for 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 over.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, that you did some college or trade school, or college graduate, or graduate professional school?
College and trade.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, do you own or rent your home?
I rent it.
Or you rent it, okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Thank you very much for sharing your opinion. Very kind of you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Goodbye. Thank you, sir. Yeah.